Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. And as always, I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner. I am a certified metaphysician, certified aromatherapist, author, life coach, and radio talk show host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I also give new listeners and return listeners the reasons for my developing this show. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. And tonight, as I have done in the past, we will have a guest to discuss a very important topic this evening, which I will introduce in a few minutes. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions, and this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is messages from the other side. And our wonderful guest this evening is Joanna, who is an exceptional medical, she can give information about medical situations, but she is a medium, and she is a certified Akashic Records reader. And for those of you who want to have more information about the Akashic Records, Joanne will give you that information at 7:30 this evening. And that is when she is coming on live, and she is also giving 3-minute brief readings to people about mediumship if you have loved ones on the other side. And also, she's giving you information about your Akashic Records. For those readers, I just want to let you know, for those listeners who are interested, we are restricting the readings to 3 minutes, and if you want to have more information, feel free to give Joanna a call, and she will give you her number throughout the program. Okay, so let's just be respectful of other people's time and not ask for detailed readings. That is not the purpose of this show. The telephone number to call in is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. For those who want to use the internet, who may be on the line now, you can type in http://tobtr.com/s/51076007. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to talk with Joanna tonight. Only one call at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. My purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we discussed energy body scans and aura readings. And we had 17 live listens and 14 callers. However, since last week, we have had 560 downloads, which means 560 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness program from last week. And I am so thankful, as always, to each and every one of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, when we had our first show, we have had 33,945 listens, which includes the live calls. This is in only 8.5 months. Also, remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. And most of the shows which are archived, people can listen from around the world at any point in time, day or night, and that's when most of the listeners do listen to the shows after it has aired. Last week's topic was energy body scans and aura readings, and our guest was Damaris. And Damaris is a channel, intuitive, medical intuitive, and she was born into a bloodline of prophetic healers and artists. She was taught early in life to respect spirits as well as know thyself. Combining both worlds has allowed Damaris to grow gracefully as a grounded, intuitive, and seer. Her personal walk with her spiritual family and guides over the years continues to blossom through her work as a successful reader, Reiki master, energy worker, spiritual counselor, and medical intuitive. Damaris' services include intuitive readings about love, relationships, and business, tarot card readings, chakra readings and alignment, Reiki, and mental, spiritual, and physical fitness and dream work. And Damaris also does soul readings. And her contact number is 404-840-7503. Tonight's guest, as I had mentioned before, is coming on at 7:30, and her name is Joanna. And she's a gifted medium, which means that she can channel messages from your loved ones on the other side, or the loved ones who have passed. And she can also tap into your Akashic record and give you some information. But as I stated at the top of the hour, please be mindful that there are other people who also would like to talk to Joanna. And if you want to have a very detailed reading, then she will give you her number and you can call her and have a private reading that would be more detailed at a later point in time. I know a lot of you have been listening and looking at the news and have heard about the verdict regarding Trayvon Martin. When I heard about the verdict, what I did is I wrote a very soulful and heartfelt response to what happened. And I just want to read that over the air at this point. I just wanted to share what is in my heart. My prayers are with Trayvon's family and his parents at this very heart-wrenching time. Because I know the power of the media to distort and to promote fear and hate, I have deliberately chosen for years not to watch the news and very little television. For me, I choose to cherish and to focus on the legacy of Trayvon Martin and the message that he came to bring everyone throughout the world. He unknowingly became a spiritual and metaphysical icon for peace and inner awareness. His actions to seek peace in the face of violence represented those actions of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Mahatma Gandhi, and the freedom fighters, both black and white, of the civil rights movement. His determination not to use racial epithets, even though he saw unreasonable racist hate in the face of his killer, reflected the backbone and the conviction of Malcolm X, Fannie Lou Hamer, Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela, and Emmett Till. They chose to not be defined, nor to succumb to fear. Trayvon's young life, for me, represented the hope that the young babies symbolize and are asking us as their elders to, quote, get it right, end quote. Hating is not the solution. Fear is not the solution. Anger is not the solution. Giving up is not the solution. Powerlessness is not the solution. For me, understanding the message that Trayvon and other young African babies and other babies of all ethnicities are hoping we as a humanity understand is that divine love, not human love, not religious love, has transmuting power and overcomes all injustices. This spiritual and metaphysical principle is very powerful, and that is the reason we intentionally are taught the opposite. This country and most of the world is on this perpetual merry-go-round of fear, hate, racism, classism, and other isms. We, as a humanity, are not victims. We are victors once we truly have clarity about our innate spiritual and metaphysical essence. The media and the apparent injustices will have you focus and believe that people of a certain race, which is sociologically inappropriate because there is only one race, are victims. All reputable academicians, anthropologists, and archaeologists have ascertained the cradle of civilization is on the African continent. Once we as humanity truly get the message that has power over any of us, unless we give it to them through our beliefs, we will cease to have the senseless acts, such as Trayvon and other senseless acts of violence, hate, and anger, be a reality. Intentional, repetitive media clippings showing hopelessness and despair perpetuate feelings of despair, frustration, anger, and hopelessness. I recognize the intent of keeping people in fear so that people cannot see how powerful we truly are. Read the writings of your belief system, and the answers are there. Read the Kemetic teachings, the Coptic Ethiopian Bible, the Book of the Dead, the original versions of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Talmud, the Quran, and other ancient texts. Even if you are agnostic or atheist, there is an inner wisdom that tells you that you are greater than any lie that is told to you by the media or outside forces. Until humanity embraces the universal truth about universal divine love, which for me is the answer, we will continue to see and experience senseless violence within humanity. Universal love means there can never be an oppressor because everyone sees each other as an extension of him or herself. There can never be any transgressions because everyone truly understands the metaphysical and spiritual reality that there is only one humanity. Once you know who you are and have inner wisdom about who you are, how can you oppress those who are the same as you even though the outer covering is different in terms of skin color. The Genome Project stated that 99.9% of humanity shares the same genes. So with inner knowledge, racism will cease to exist because it is a fallacious argument since there is only one race. Additionally, I know that the universal truth about divine love will set everyone free. This inner wisdom will dispel myths, lies, and fear. Those who have a vested interest in keeping the hatreds, fears, and isms circulating will cease to have control over the masses, because the masses will no longer act as a monolith or be part of groupthink. In closing, I choose to see Trayvon Martin as an iconic hero whose short life symbolizes hope, love, and inner wisdom. I choose to honor his memory and his legacy rather than highlight the hatred of the person who took his life. I choose to believe that if I surround myself with the principles of universal truth and hold on to the universal truth of divine love, despite the outer circumstances, my inner world will ultimately change my outer world. Is this task easy? No. Do I believe it works? Yes, without a doubt. My ancestors have proven that it works. External solutions are no longer providing long-term results. Inner spiritual wisdom, not religion, is providing the answers that our ancestors knew. We are in an age where we are being faced with situations that require solutions that are different than those we have used in the past. Looking outside of ourselves for divine justice will not provide a permanent answer. If each person truly commits to doing his or her own spiritual inner work, the hatreds, fears, injustices, and other low vibrational actions and emotions will go back to the nothingness from whence they came. So, Trayvon Martin is now a spiritual beam of divine light, love, inner wisdom, whose life was not in vain. His purpose was to have us turn within and to do our inner work of looking within to change from within. Trayvon Martin, not his assassin, will be remembered and revered as an icon and as a giant among men. Thank you, Trayvon, for blessing this planet and humanity with your spiritual essence. I, as I said before at the top of the hour, wanted to give my comments about Trayvon and to honor his memory. As I stated in my commentary, and I wrote this shortly after I had heard about the verdict from a friend of mine who sent me the information via Facebook, because she knew I wouldn't know until later on because I don't look at the news. I wanted to make sure that I stayed focused on the universal principle and truth. Trayvon Martin is more than the body that people saw. He was a spiritual being in a human body, as each of us on this planet is, and we keep forgetting that. And I think what we need to remember is his purpose. He was not here to be on this planet for a long period of time, because if that had been the case, he would not have exited. So the person who shot him took his life. That is true. But he had a divine purpose. So his divine purpose was to have us start looking within, because to respond to hate that this man had in his heart towards the spiritual being is not the solution. And I think more and more people are now really getting it because they're seeing that violence begets violence and hate begets hate. So if you want to have the opposite, as I said before, divine love, universal love is the answer. It is never changing. It is non-judgmental. It is all-encompassing. And so when one is completely engulfed in universal love, then everything falls into divine order. You cannot hate. You cannot abuse. You cannot kill because that's not within your being and within your heart. So I am suggesting that each of us on this planet begin to turn within and to become in alignment with our universal purpose in our soul, and that we really, really look within for all of the answers, because people keep looking externally to the government, to the justice system. And as you can see, everything outside of yourself can fail you. The government can fail you. The system can fail you. But the inner wisdom and the inner knowledge will never fail you. And when you're in alignment with the inner knowledge and the inner wisdom and stay in alignment with the higher virtues of love, compassion, gratitude, joy, peace, and harmony, then you attract to you those things that are on that same vibration. So what is incumbent upon each of us is for us to do internal house cleaning, because Trayvon's essence is in every person on this planet. And his assassin's essence, which I choose not to give him any energy in terms of even calling his name, is within every person on this planet as well. You can vibrate to the lower energies that he had of fear, which caused him to take Trayvon's life, or you can just stay on the vibrational frequency of love. So the assassin, everyone has that potential. So for people to say you would never do that, you have the potential as well. So the choice is left up to us as to whether or not we will act on that energy that is within everyone, or if we would just rise up to the higher frequencies of love, of compassion, of joy, even in the face of adversity. If we could just maintain that level of love and everything that comes from love, everything that is a derivation of love, which is compassion, peace, harmony, enthusiasm, all the emotions that make you feel good, and we could just hold on to those, despite what's going on around us, which is a challenge, then if each person does that, your world will change. And it has been documented in the book Power Versus Force that if a person is vibrating at the frequency of love, which is 500 and above, that you can change the lives of 750,000 people around you. It's such a powerful, powerful emotion. And I'm not talking about the conditional love that people express and demonstrate in relationships, because that love is not sustaining and is conditional. If you don't do what that person wants you to do, then he or she will cut off the love from you. So that's conditional human love. The love that I'm talking about is constant, unmovable, and unchangeable. And that comes from your essence of your God within as well as external. And that is the work of every person on this planet. So remember that the assassin who killed Trayvon, that energy is within every one of us too. So if you look and judge him, then make sure that everything within you is in alignment, because everything that's fear-based can produce an assassin within you. Everything that's love-based can produce a Trayvon within you. So, and each one of us is an extension of each other, and we have to understand that. So these two beings are making us look within. What do you want your legacy to be? Do you want to be known as a person that's full of fear and hate and confusion and anger? Or do you want to be known as a person full of compassion and joy and enthusiasm and love? And everything around you will cancel that out. The media is not supportive of that. The movies are not supportive of that. A lot of the music for young people is not supportive of that. As a matter of fact, the messages that you see on television, which I don't look at except for certain channels, I don't look at mainstream TV, the messages are very much the opposite. When you turn on television, they're teaching you how to hate someone who does not look like you, or how to hate someone who may look like you but who has more than you. Very few of those images now are supporting people to be loving and to be kind and to be happy. Those images are perpetuating the lie that if someone to the left of you has money, it's taking from you, and you have to be competitive, and you have to take from him or her, which ends up translating into robbery or theft because they have something that you want, and you can't get it because there's limited supply, which is a fallacy, which is not true. So I would say 90% of the things that are on television perpetuate dysfunction, and those things also have people feeling that they're not good enough or that people who look differently than they are people that they should fear. And what ends up happening is people then become fearful or angry or whatever, and then they become destructive. And that's what happened with the assassin, the person who killed, like I said, he doesn't reserve in my space and in my thinking a name, but the person who killed Trayvon, his actions were based on not fear that he thought he would do harm to him, but because he looked differently than he. Then he felt, because you look different, I have the right then to take your life. He wasn't afraid of physical harm because he was a child. But his racism was so out of control that he felt that you don't have as much value as me. So racism is an element of fear. Classism is an element of fear. Sexism is an element of fear. Ageism is an element of fear. Homophobiaism is an element of fear. Any ism is an element of fear. Because on one level you're thinking that you, if you possess that the line of thinking, that you have more rights, inalienable rights, than the person whom you are discriminating against, which is untrue. So I am suggesting to everyone within the listening audience that we go within, and it's a daily, minute-by-minute journey to look within and do soul-searching within our hearts to really see how we feel about situations and what motivates us to do what we do. So this evening, we have the honor, as I stated before, of having Joanna online, and she's going to talk to the listening audience about the Akashic Records and about mediumship to give you more information about your soul's blueprint. Because there are some of us, like the assassin who killed Trayvon and some others, who feel like they feel disconnected from others around them. And when you really connect with who you are and know who you are, then the fear leaves because you see that everyone is just an extension of you, and you're all connected. So all those things, if someone looks like you and is an extension of you, and you truly understand that, you know to release fear. So tonight we're going to go into talking about the Akashic Record and then talking about mediumship. Joanna has a wonderful gift. She gave me information about my record earlier today, and I found it very, very, very interesting and very enlightening. And she also gave me information about mediumship in terms of my mom on the other side. So, as I said before, please limit your conversations to 3 minutes. If there's no one else on the board, then we can extend it. But she is not on the line. She would not be giving detailed, in-depth readings because of the fact that we just, that's not the purpose of the show, and we don't have time for that, for the show. The purpose is to introduce a new concept to some people, and for those who do have information about mediumship and who do have information about the Akashic Record, to have a certified Akashic Record reader give you a sampling of that so you can then call her and make an appointment with her. She's based in California, but she does readings over the phone. So the purpose of this show is for you to get exposed. I have not had anyone do Akashic Record readings on the show. So you can get exposed to what that is and make an appointment to talk with her. So after this commercial break, we will come back and I will introduce Joanna. And if you have any questions or would like to talk to Joanna, please call 818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. We will be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings. Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to introduce Joanna after I give you some information about who she is. And if you would like to have a short session with Joanna, as I stated this evening, the number to call is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So let me give you information about tonight's very, very talented guest. Tonight's guest is Joanna, a gifted psychic medium and certified Akashic reader. And as I stated, call in for a free channeled message from your loved ones on the other side and also ask about your Akashic record. Joanna is a psychic medium, Reiki master, teacher, certified Akashic reader, and certified light healer with over 15 years of experience. She offers psychic medium on other side readings, spirit guide readings, future life readings, and your soul's purpose readings. Through Joanna's Joannas Light, LIGHT.com. Again, her website is Joanna's, JoannasLIGHT.com. Joanna is also the retreat facilitator at the Bodhisattva Retreat Center, a holistic sanctuary in Santa Clarita, California, designed to nurture one's mind, body, and spirit through meditations, Reiki healing, yoga, and metaphysical workshops. So welcome, Joanna. How are you?
I'm good, Jamila. Thank you for having me.
I am so very honored to have you. As I mentioned to people earlier, I had the wonderful opportunity of having both the mediumship reading as well as Akashic record. So, Joanna, I would like for you to give the listening audience information about the Akashic reading, and then for those of you who want to know about mediumship, a lot of people look at the Long Island Medium on TLC with Teresa Caputo. So Joanna does that work as well. But can you give our listening audience some information about the Akashic record and what you do?
Sure. The Akashic record, these are the records of your soul's journey, past, present, and future. So These records hold all the information of your life, times, past, present, and future on them. And what I do is I go in through your guides and what are called your personal masters. They take me into your personal records, and I'm able to extract information and answers for you with regards to specific questions that you have about your life. Maybe you're wondering why you're here, what your soul's purpose is. Maybe you want to know about a relationship. Maybe you want to know about a friendship or work or finances. I mean, it can be anything very big, and it can be anything very small. Whatever question that you have, I'm able to go in through your masters and extract that information off of these records. So it's a very powerful and interesting process.
Mm-hmm. So when you're getting this, do you see images? Do you hear? Or how do you receive your transmissions?
Yeah, it's very different from my mediumship. I get the information. I do not see images when I do Akashic. When I do Akashic, I go in and just basically the information is downloaded to me. So I basically hear it, if you will, from your guides and masters. They just give me this very wise information and answers to your questions. So it's basically kind of just downloaded.
Wow. So how did you step into this? Because how is this different than a regular psychic reading?
Okay, it's different than a psychic reading. Now, I'm a psychic medium, which is different than just a psychic. So a psychic medium connects to, like you said, Teresa Cavuto, the Long Island medium, connects to your loved ones on the other side, okay? And through connecting to your loved ones, I'm actually able to get answers from them about your life and your future. A regular psychic, you know, a tarot reader is a psychic, or a regular psychic that doesn't connect to loved ones on the other side, they might extract their information through meditation or connecting to their own guides. For me, it's connecting to your loved ones and bringing that information back. In the Akashic, it's different because I'm going through what's called your masters, and I'm going into your personal records. And so it's very different. It's very different processes.
Wow. Well, when did you know that you had this special gift, both these gifts? And you're a certified Akashic reader, and I've not heard of that before. So can you tell us how you became certified?
Yeah, there's a woman out here, Barbara, who a friend of mine actually found and introduced us to, and we went and took her weekend class that certifies you. And she teaches you her specific process that she learned from her teacher on how to gain access into the records. And you spend the whole weekend learning that process and then practicing on each other. And then I've been giving those readings, I would say it's a good couple years now. I went to the Akashic. I was a medium. I've been a medium for about 15 years. So that was first. The Akashic I became interested in through the mediumship and through just learning more about spirituality and different metaphysical things. And the more I read and learned about the Akashic records and what they are, and I found in my mediumship readings, I was kind of already automatically doing Akashic and I didn't know it. So I guess I should take that back. I haven't been giving Akashic readings for a couple of years. It's been 15 years because as I read and learned how to get in the Akashic, I was like, wow, I've been doing that in my mediumship readings already. Downloading it's like you're downloading information from just a very wise source, which is your soul's imprint, your soul's record.
So is there anything else you want to share before? Because you have a caller who wants to talk with you.
Sure. Well, I would just like to say a little bit about the mediumship too. I'm like Teresa in that I'm clairaudient, clairvoyant, and clairsentient. So I'm going to see, feel, and hear your loved ones. And I'd just like to say what I've done tonight, if you'd like an Akashic reading, if you can just have one clear question prepared for me when your turn arrives, that, because we only have 3 minutes, that would be great. In a longer reading, of course, you can ask as many questions as you want. But tonight, I think one question will be about 3 minutes. And then if you'd like a medium reading, if you'd like to be connected to a loved one, what I've asked tonight is for your loved ones to decide who wants and who needs to come through for you, and I'm going to honor that. In a longer reading, I'm able to connect to whoever you want me to. But tonight, I'm going to honor spirit and let them decide who's going to come through for you. And I just ask that if you want to connect with a loved one, that you try to place any expectations aside and honor who comes through for you. I'm sure there's someone that you want to hear from, and in a longer reading, I would be glad to connect to that person for you. And the last thing is, if I'm connecting for a loved one, with a loved one for you, if you can try to answer me yes or I don't know. So don't give me any names or information, and the reading will be much more validating for you if you just sort of stick to yeses and nos. And that's about it. Otherwise, I'm just very grateful to be here, Jamila. Thank you.
Okay, I'm very, very, very grateful because you did an excellent job with me, and I was very, very impressed. So let me just...
Well, thanks.
Like in the first caller that I see. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Thank you. Well, this is Sanibel, and I want to first of all give thanks to the Creator, to Jamila, and to Joanna for all the beautiful energy that has been presented this evening. And once again, I am so very, very grateful, okay? Joanna, I have a question, and however Spirit is guiding you, I have this magnificent journey that I'm moving forward to in another area, which is Maui, Hawaii. Any information that comes up that you can share, it would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
So you're moving to Maui, Hawaii.
That is correct, Lucky Joanna.
Lucky you.
Yes, you're lucky me. I'm married.
We know why you're grateful. Okay, so I'm going to go into your Akashic for this, and also, can I get your name again one more time?
Well, I'm being told to tell you it's Sanibel, S-A-N-I-B-E-L. Do you need my birth name? Is that more, which, does it matter?
No, that's enough.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So going into your Akashic, I feel I'm getting that this move is absolutely, positively wonderful. this is going to be wonderful for you. In every, they're telling me spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, relationship-wise, even financially, even work-wise, they're just, the masters, your masters are telling me, your Akashic, it's going to heal your soul in a way that, that it is the biggest you've ever felt. And you know what? I hope this is okay to say, but they're telling me you're probably never going to leave. Just so you know, that's gonna be your place.
Yes, I feel that very, very strongly. Thank you. Go right ahead.
I also wanted to ask, is your mom passed?
Now, let's see. Let's say I'm adopted. So are you speaking of my maternal or my adopted mother? Yes, I know my adopted mother transitioned in 99. I don't know about the maternal. I don't know if she's still here on the planet.
Okay. I'm going to call your adopted mom, and she wants to chime in here, even though I was in your Akashic. She wants to chime in, and she has two thumbs up about the Maui move. She's just so...
Yay, Mom!
Yeah, she's so happy for you. Did you recently have some sort of very big relationship end? And it might
not
even
recently, probably in 05, Joanna. It was a relationship I thought was of the highest, but unfortunately, it was not. But I've understood my lessons here. So, if that's what you're speaking of, a personal relationship, is that correct?
A personal relationship. Because was her, so your adoptive mom was already passed when that happened? She passed in 99, you said?
Yes, and I actually just started that relationship in 99.
Okay, and then it ended in 05, you said?
That is correct.
This is interesting because she's telling me, and this is interesting, Jamila, because of you and I this afternoon. This theme happens. The universe works in interesting ways. But your mother is telling me she wants you to know she's proud of you for the strength in enduring the end of that relationship, and that you were very strong, and she's very proud, and she was there with you, and you knew it when you were enduring the end of that relationship. And that there's a little bit of that imprint still on your heart. I just want you to know. Now I'm back with your Akashic too. There's a little bit of an imprint. There's a little bit of an imprint from that. I know. We think we're done, and we basically are. But there's a little imprint. Here's the good news, sweetheart. Maui is what's going to finish cleansing and healing that. That imprint out of there completely and totally. Maui is going to change your life. I mean, this is two thumbs up from Mom. Two thumbs up from
Yay!
Mom.
Yay!
Absolutely.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom. And Joanna, I don't know if you're picking up, the purpose of me moving there is definitely to help heal those people in Hawaii, and whatever umbrellas from that I'm all supposed to, it's kind of like an umbrella across the planet, and I don't know what, it's much bigger than what I see, but that's part of my purpose to move to Hawaii, to open a healing center, a gallery.
Oh, my goodness. That's why they keep saying it's so healing, it's so healing, it's so healing. the records told me and your mother told me it's just so healing, it's just so healing. Now I understand. Thank you for telling me that. And how wonderful of you. And I'm going to come visit if that's okay.
Oh, I already know. I felt your energy as you were speaking. I said, oh, this is a beautiful being of light. And with Jamila telling me about you. And she said, well, Fennebel, come and listen to Joanna. And I didn't know if my time would permit, but my time did permit. And I feel very thankful. And I know we're going to be working together too, Joanna.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Thank you so much. That's very kind.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you have another question, Liz? Because I see people on board, but they haven't plugged in to say that they wanted to talk with Joanna again.
I
the number is.
I'm sorry.
No. Let me just give the number because no one. Mm-hmm. There are people on the board, but they haven't plugged in to say that they want to talk. And the number again for the listening audience is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, our guest this evening is Joanna, who is a gifted, very gifted, certified Akashic reader, which means that she can tap into your soul's blueprint by looking. The masters and your guides are downloading information for her to look into your Akashic record. She's also a medium, which means that she can talk to your loved ones who have transitioned. So if you have a question, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. As I said, I see people on the board, but they have not pressed 1. So I guess, Joanna, you and Liz can talk a little further until I see someone pressing 1.
Thank
and then
you
we
so
can
much.
Talk.
I actually...
Did you have a question or...
One final question that just came up as Jamila was giving that information. Is this move to happen this year to Maui?
Yes. Immediately I get yes.
Okay.
And that's from your records? Immediately from your records I get yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And Joanne, go right ahead.
If I have energies for you, like mediumship-wise, would you like to hear from them?
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, Joanna, I've already scheduled a Akasha record reading for you with you in the future, and I'm so looking forward to that.
Oh, good. Yay. Okay. So if I can just... Your father's passed over?
You talking about the maternal or the adopt? Which one now? Because I have to say that because I know.
Okay.
I have two.
Okay. I would say I'm talking about your adopted father.
Yes, he is into the. He's already transitioned. In 1993.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has some messages for you. Was there any? The first thing I want to talk about is his and I'm sorry when they bring stuff up like this, they just want to sort of I honor what they want to say, and he wants to talk about his passing a little bit, and
okay.
He wants you to know was he ill and he had to take something that made him a bit nauseous.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he was ill. He was had pancreatic cancer.
Right, okay. So he's telling me about the medicine he had to take that made him nauseous. And I know,
okay.
And he wants me to tell you I'm free, honey. And he wants me to tell you that the moment he passed, you know, he wants you to know... They come through with the information about their passing just as a validation. So he wanted me to know he was sick, and he wanted me to know that he had to take medication just as a validation for you that this is your dad.
Mm-hmm.
But the message part of it is, I'm free, and I was free the moment I transitioned, and I was free and out of that sickness, and I felt wonderful, and I flew. And he's a little bit... He wants you to know that, do you have a brother?
I knew that was coming up. Spirit just said you were going to bring that up. Yes, I do. I have two brothers, and we're speaking of the one here in Atlanta. I think that's what Dad is talking about.
Okay. Dad wants to acknowledge the brother. Is there a B initial here? B as in
boy.
B as in boy. Either your brother or your father, first name or last name, B.
No, my brother's first initial is R. My father's first initial is J. And the last initials for both are N, as in Nancy.
What about your other brother? He's not a B?
No, he's a J.
Joanna.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
You gave me the letters A and R, Andrew and Robert.
And James. Oh my God. And I told Jamila, I said, if this is it for you, it's for someone who calls tonight.
Does that make sense to you,
yes,
Sanibel?
Yes, I gave her.
She kept telling me those initials. I said, they don't mean anything to me.
I said, if someone calls in tonight and we get those names or letters, I said, then it's for them and it's not for you. And so
mm-hmm.
It's for you. There's something about I'll ask him who the B is. Oh, did your dad think of someone that would be there with him, like a brother or something, with a B initial? He just wants you to know who he's with.
I can't think of a name person at this
okay.
moment.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. But your dad did have a brother, yes? And he's passed too?
Yes, he did. That's
yeah,
right. He did have a brother. Mm-hmm.
He's bringing his brother forward. And just to let you know that his brother is there with him, he wants you to know that he's not alone.
Good.
And let's see. Let me see what else he wants to say.
Joanna is...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, something just came up, but go ahead. That's okay.
Your father is saying that he loves you very much. Maybe he could have expressed it more.
That's correct. That's right.
Yeah. He's a little apologetic about some. He's saying there were some tumultuous times a little bit. And he wants to apologize about that part of your relationship with him. It's very common for our loved ones when they cross to look back on their lives with hindsight 2020 and be able to say, oh, wow, that's how I behaved. You know, they do the best with what they have, with what they know, with who they are, and that's what he did. And he was able to transition, look back, and say, wow, okay, I could have expressed myself better. I could have expressed my love more. And I was the parent, and I should have been the one to better handle those tumultuous situations in our relationship. Mm-hmm. But again, he's asking for your forgiveness and that he did the best that he could with what he knew.
And
you understand?
Clear. I'm very clear, and I saw that for myself over the past years of what he just said. So I have no hostility. I have forgiven him, so I'm very clear with that. And Joanna, if I can ask one more question, Jamila, do we
sure.
have time? If not, I will end it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything coming up with my brother?
Just one more person on the line. Uh-huh.
Okay. Any information come up with my brother, Ricky?
Your other brother?
Yep, my brother, Ricky.
He's living, though, correct?
Yes, he is. I'm sorry. Yes, he is, Joanna.
Okay. And you want information about him?
Do I need to be specific about what information I need?
Let me ask your dad what he has to say, because your dad did bring him up.
Thank you. I give thanks.
How is his health? Is his health okay, or do you know?
Yes, I know very clearly. That's what I was asking. Yes, he's...
Okay. Is it something in his chest? Is there something going on either with his lungs or his heart?
I would say his lungs and heart with an immune deficiency, okay?
Okay. Because your dad, I asked your dad what he wanted to say about it, and he took me to the chest, but very broadly, so like not specifically. Let's see. You know what your dad is telling me? So your brother is on medication, I'm assuming, correct?
Lots of medication, that is correct.
Okay. There's something with the medication. Like, your brother either doesn't like taking it, doesn't take it right, it's not mixed right. And this isn't to scare you, by the way. This isn't to scare you, and this isn't, by the way, and I would tell you, this isn't to scare you, and this isn't life-threatening, to be honest with you, but... The medicine, your dad's telling me the medicine isn't right. Like, he doesn't like to take it, or he doesn't take it correctly, or some of them need to be changed the dosage or something.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's real good about going to the doctor, or if someone has to sort of nudge him to go to the doctor. But he should go to the doctor and sort of be reevaluated, or... ask, hey, are you taking your meds every day, and are you taking them correctly, and are you taking them at the right time? Because that's what your dad is showing me is off.
I feel what you just said, Joanna, what came to me is that he is probably not taking them as he should or at the right time, because he's been in the hospital for a month. But like I said, I just wanted to get some clarity, and I really appreciate that with you, and I will try to mention that to him, and let Spirit move forward from there. And I do appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, absolutely, darling. And Jamila, thank you so very much for all that you are doing for everyone here on this planet.
Oh, thank you, Sanibel. Thank you for your generosity and your kindness of spirit as well. Okay.
Absolutely. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening, and much love and light to you both.
Yeah, and continue to listen and stay on the line. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I will. Thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll bring in the next caller. Hey. Greetings, caller. How are you? Hello?
Greetings.
How are you? Yes. How are you?
And Joanna, I'm fine. How are you? I'm just tuning in about the last, I think, 10 minutes, and I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, but one of the things that I'm worried about is my mom, who passed away around 2001, and I want to know how she's doing. And one thing that I have never known was I'm adopted, and so I was never told anything about my father. And what information could she give me?
Okay. Okay, let me tune in to your mom.
Okay.
This is a very kind and gentle woman, yes?
Yes, she is.
Like, I feel very gentle. I feel very calm. I feel very loving. And she wants you to know I am in the better, best place. And sends you, there's very, very strong emotions of love. Do you have a sister?
I do. I have a few sisters.
Okay, she wants to include all of your sisters and send love to them as well. She showed me your sisters. Well, she just said sister. So she wants to make sure that all your sisters know that she loves all of you very much and that she is okay. She is in the light, in a wonderful place, and that she loved all of you so much. Let me ask her about your... Can I ask you, before I get to your father, can I ask you a question? Do you speak to all of your sisters? Do all of you speak?
I do. One of us right now sort of speaking. For the most part, yes.
But is one of you is kind of estranged a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, because your mom told me there's a little bit of estrangement. That's why I asked you if you all are speaking right now, because your mom said there's a little estrangement, and that makes her sad, and she wants all of you to love each other and be together. So mom just wants to send that message from the other side. Maybe if someone can extend an olive branch again to that one sister that's estranged. Just all you can do is try, but mom would really, really like that, because that estranged sister is sad and lonely, and she'd like all of you to be together. And your mom also says she wants you to spend more time together, even though you might be geographically apart. She says try to get together more. It would make her really happy. Did your mom bake and cook a lot in the kitchen?
Yeah, she did a lot of cooking. And
do you guys go ahead.
I'm done.
Because she's showing me an image in my head of her cooking and all you guys running around.
That was true.
And she says someone or many of you have her recipes. And boy, would she love it or maybe you guys already do this and you can validate this for me, but he's showing me all of you getting together and cooking her recipes. Do you do that already, or is that something she's asking for you to do?
Oh, I think she dropped.
Did she drop? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
She's back. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Did you get my question about the recipes and all the sisters getting together and cooking?
No, I didn't hear that.
Could you repeat it, please?
Sure.
Your mom is showing me all of you, the sisters, all of you guys now, getting together now and cooking her recipes together. Do you do that already, or is that something she's asking for you to do?
Well, that's something my oldest sister does. She cooks her recipes.
Okay. Then your mom loves that she cooks her recipes, and she says, why don't y'all all get together and cook my recipes together, and mom will be there in the kitchen cooking with you. And she says, you better get it right, and you better stick to my recipes. And she says, and don't leave anything out or put anything extra in. So she must be kind of strict about her recipes.
Well, she likes to joke a lot about things.
Oh, she's joking with me. That's for sure.
Yes.
She said, don't you leave anything out, and don't you put anything extra in. She'd like to see you guys. She'd like to see you guys do that now. Let me see what answer I can get for your dad. And if I can't, I will go into your Akashic, or maybe I'll just do both. Okay, I am getting information. I think I'm getting it from the Akashic, actually. And what I'm getting is that your father, I'm getting that your father did not know about you. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
So, sweetheart, I'm getting that he did not know about you. And it wasn't. So here's each side of it. It's not that your mother was trying to be hurtful. She just she didn't think he was the best man, the best man to be a father.
Okay.
And then on his side, it's not as if he knew about you and didn't want to be around you. He didn't know that you even were. And so he never knew. So just maybe that can bring you a little piece of solace that he didn't know about you. It wasn't like he abandoned or anything. And your mom steps back in and she says, and she is telling me now, yes. She says she is sorry. He wasn't quite, it wouldn't have been a good situation for him. It was healthier. You know how sometimes people stay together and they stay married and stuff because of kids? She's like,
right.
Well, and sometimes it's healthier if they didn't. That's what she's saying. She had the insight to know, oh, this would not be healthy to raise a baby. To raise a baby with him. So she's saying, forgive me, I did it for your, she really did do it for your benefit and for your good. And she wanted you deeply and she loved you deeply. And would you want to hear from your dad if he was stepping forward?
Yes, I could.
Because he is stepping forward. As we talk about his energy, he is crossed. And, he's sending very powerful love. Very powerful love to you. And he says, you're my daughter. You're my baby girl. And he says, wow. He just said, I know you now. I know you now. Because remember, they're watching over us, right?
Right.
So he knows you now. He's with you now. It's called ever present. When our loved ones pass, when they transition from the physical body, they are ever present with us, which means their spirit and energy is with us all the time. Now people joke and they go, are they in the bathroom with me? Are they? No. You know, it's not like that. They give you privacy. But in all other times, they are really ever present with us. So your dad is with you, sweetheart. And there was no ill will on either side. He did not abandon or leave. And your mom did it for your greatest, highest good, for your healthiness, for your benefit. Oh, boy.
Can you tell where he's from?
Yeah. You know, I saw, are you in, I see the South. And I know Jamil is in Georgia. And I hope it's not impressing on me because I immediately saw Peach in Georgia.
I'm in Georgia.
Yeah, I think he was from around there. Yeah. I saw that from the beginning. I saw Georgia, and I was like, well, maybe it's because Jamil is in Georgia. But as you asked me again, I saw a big peach. I know peaches are Georgia, I think.
Well, anything West Indian comes up at all?
Say that one more time.
Does anything like West Indian come up at all?
Like that's where he was. Like that's where he was originally born.
Yes.
I have to be honest with you. I hope I get no when you ask that, and I get that from the Akashic. I actually get no. That's the answer I get is actually no. Are you wearing? I'm gonna jump. Jamila, is it okay if I keep going?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to jump back to your mom for a second.
Okay.
Are you wearing one of her rings?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Was there any do you have one of her rings? Not a wedding ring, but another ring.
No, I don't.
Okay, bear with me here. Was there any discord between the sisters about dividing mom's stuff up?
It was. It was a lot of discord.
Okay. Okay, because mom is bringing up the discord about her jewelry and stuff. And I have to tell you something, okay? She's wagging her finger, and she's real upset at her girls about that because she said, you know what? It's just stuff. Now, and she's being cute. Like you said, she jokes, but she's half serious. She's pretty upset that you guys had discord there about her stuff. She said it's material stuff. Now, let me describe this ring to you that she would want you to have. And listen, it's not the materialism of it. It's the sentimentality of it.
Okay.
This is a ring. It's not a wedding ring. It's a ring that is yellow gold. Maybe you'll remember her wearing it. It's a yellow gold ring. It's got three stones. Two of them are like leaf shaped. I don't know how else to say it. It's not like a pear or a princess cutter. They look like little leaves, like off a tree. They're like two leaves, and they're wrapped around a little itty-bitty diamond in the middle. And I want to say, I'm trying to, they're either sapphire or, it's not amethyst. It's sapphire or a dark emerald, but it's a very small, it's a small ring. It's not, don't picture big or gaudy. It's a very delicate, small ring. If this ring were to exist, do you remember a ring like this on your mom ever?
I don't know, but I think I gave her a ring, a Black Hills gold ring, many years ago.
If it ever turned up, she's basically saying, I would want you to have that ring, honey, for the sentimentality of it, not the materialism of it, but for the sentimentality of it. And
she knows I love jewelry.
Okay. She would want you to have that ring. That's the thing. And she said, you know what she's telling me? You kind of stayed out of the Discord, didn't you?
I did. I didn't.
Yeah.
Even when I knew I didn't get what I was supposed to have, I took what they gave me, and I was thankful.
Right. And she said, you know, but she said, your mom is saying she stayed out of the Discord, and I'm so, tell her I'm proud of her. Tell her I'm so proud of her. Because you were basically the only one that stayed out. The rest of them bickered about everything.
That's true.
You're the only one that stayed out of it. And she keeps telling me, tell her I love her and I'm so proud of her and that you're her sweet angel. And if that ring ever turns up, you go to your sisters and you tell your mom that you went to a medium. And she said, give me that ring.
that's my mother.
Do you have any other questions, sweetheart? Any other questions?
Well, yes, one more. Right now, I do a lot of energy work, and I'm here in Georgia. But I've met someone who invited me to go to Belize, do energy work there. And I seem to get a lot of invites to go places. And I'm not really sure now where I want to go.
Okay. When you said Belize, right? Belize.
Yes.
When you said Belize, I got goosebumps all over my body. And a goosebumps all over my body is a confirmation for yes, thumbs up, yes.
Okay.
And this is out of your Akashic, by the way. This isn't a loved one. This isn't your mom. Well, actually, no, your mom is chiming in. But from your Akashic, I immediately got, gosh, go travel. Go take these invites to travel. Belize gave me goosebumps all over my body, which is two thumbs up confirmation up and down the board.
Okay.
So, yes, you should be taking these invites and believe. I mean, they're very, very, very interested in you in Belize. So that's very interesting. Congratulations to you and good. And thank you for doing the energy work that you do.
She's phenomenal. She's excellent. Soraya does the singing bowl. And after she does it, she goes around with each person, and then she gives the person psychic information. She's extremely gifted.
Extremely. Wow.
She does meditations. She's extremely gifted. Yeah, she really is. And she's a Reiki master, too.
I'll have to come visit y'all in Georgia.
Please
and
do.
She's an RN. Yep. She's a registered nurse. So she's, and what Soraya has done in the past at one of the medical centers here, she would go and give Reiki healings to cancer patients.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
At a medical center here. She's phenomenal. She's really, really gifted. Very gifted.
You are
yeah.
Joanna, that's it. I really want to thank you. Through you, I've had a lot of questions answered. And if there's anything that I need to know that you feel I need to know, you can tell me now. Or is that it?
Let me check in with your mom.
Okay.
One more time. Well, she says, well, you know I love you. and she's blowing kisses, and she keeps calling you my angel. And there's pride, great pride. Tell her I'm so proud of her, of everything you do, of all you do, and I thank you for all you do as well. Thank you for all the healing and the work that you do in the world.
Okay. And I would like to thank you very much, Joanna. And I'm going to say ditto to what Sanibel said to you and to Jamila.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Stay on the mic. No, don't go anywhere. Just put you on mute. Okay. All right, Joanna, you have another call on, but I'm going to have a short commercial break. And caller from the 617 number, you're next after this commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural, holistic aromatherapy blend is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Greetings. Welcome back to Higher Consciousness. For those of you who are interested in talking with Joanna, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Joanna is a very gifted Akashic record reader, and she's a medium. And what I'm going to do now is have the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Hi. Is it me? I'm sorry. Hi, Jamila.
Yes.
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Evening. I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting this very wonderful person, Joanna, to be on the show this evening. Really interesting. And I just learned about the Akashic Records from my sister maybe about 5 years ago, so this is really interesting.
So, do you have a question for Joanna?
My question for Joanna is in terms of what is it that I am supposed to be doing? I feel different things and certain things excite me, but I'm not quite sure. And I understand that in the records, everyone has, there's something there for everyone.
Well, good evening, and thank you for calling. And as I'm going into your records, and the first thing I get is, and I know you're probably speaking on a grander scale, but I get what I get, and I give what I get. The first thing I get is quite interesting. Do you paint?
No, but I've been told I should.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, you should too. or I'm sorry, that's presumptuous of me. Your record immediately showed me you with an easel, with watercolor, with canvases. This will heal your soul.
Wow.
Painting will heal your soul. So if this isn't the first time you've heard this from someone, then and your records are pulling this, extracting this first, you should listen. You should go out right now to the art store when the show's over and buy yourself an easel and some canvases and some paintbrushes and some watercolor or acrylic or whatever. I see watercolor personally is what they're showing me. But, boy, they're showing me this will be so meditative and healing for your soul.
Nice.
And it might sound weird because it's like, but I'm not an artist and I've never really painted before. It's going to come to you naturally. you're going to put your brush to the canvas and be amazed by what you create. You're going to be like, I did that. So it's going to heal your soul. It's going to help your heart. It's going to help your esteem. Painting. Now.
Very nice.
Have you been in, because I get a symbol for this. Have you been in any type of healthcare service?
I'm laughing because I keep getting drawn back to healthcare.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that's interesting. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, because the next, I get a symbol for healthcare, and it's basically scrubs, like hospital scrubs, and it doesn't matter whether you wear scrubs or not. That's my symbol for healthcare. And so I got that symbol next after the painting. So we're moving from sort of healing your soul in a different way to now moving back to the professional, what's my purpose here? If you keep getting pulled back to it and you're, I don't know if you're fighting it or you're trying to find something else, your Akashic records are clearly telling me that's your soul's purpose, sweetheart, is to heal people. And if it's in, maybe it's in a different modality than the healthcare that you've been practicing thus far.
Okay.
Maybe it's in a more less sterile and more spiritual sense. Or maybe you mix the two, like the lady we were just talking to, who's a registered nurse, but she also does Reiki and gives Reiki to the cancer patients. See how she's merging the spiritual with the practical, with the kind of sort of sterile nurse with the spiritual Reiki practitioner. That might be a nice mergence for you. But I definitely see from the Akashic that quote-unquote healing, healthcare healing, is your soul's journey, your purpose. It's what you're meant to do. You are a healer. It comes naturally out of your hands. It comes naturally from you. Like, I don't even know if you're Reiki certified, but you already already have it. Very strong. I mean, we all have it. We all have the healing energy,
yes,
but you carry it very, very strongly, and it's your purpose.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting because it's funny. I say that all the time. No, I'm not a nurse or I'm not a doctor. In other words, I'm not a practitioner in that sense. But I get drawn back to helping in the healthcare field all the time.
Are you also a mother?
Yes, I am.
That was another one of your purposes.
Okay.
Not to jump, but as you were talking, and when you finished, they said also to be a mother, because you're a very, 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 very loving, kind, generous, compassionate mother. And as I say
that, very true.
You might say, well, isn't everyone? And I would answer you, unfortunately, no. So your children are blessed to have you as their mother and their teacher and their guide. That was one of your roles on earth this time, was to be a mother.
Okay, yes, I am. I am a mother, and I also mother a lot of people.
Well, there you go. You are the
okay.
mother. That is your role. You are the mother healer. Look at you, mother healer. You're just bright as a light, bright light.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's very 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 good. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Where are you located?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I was just wondering where in the country you are.
Oh, I'm in California, sweetheart. I'm in right above Los Angeles.
Okay.
Well, Joanna, at this point, you want to give people information? I have two other callers too are waiting. But if you want to give people information, because sometimes people wait until the last minute to call at the last minute, so I want to make sure your information is given now. And then
my contact info?
Yes.
Okay, sure. So Jamila gave you my website. It's Joannas with an S, JoannasLight, joannaslight.com. You can go to my website and click on, there's all the information about the different types of readings I offer. You can also click on request a reading and email me. And I get back, I'm very good at emailing. I will get back to you within minutes to schedule a reading. I also have a toll-free number. It's just a voicemail box, though, so you won't reach me, but you could leave a message. And it's 888-9 and then Joanna, which I don't even know what the numbers are, but on your keypad, it's 888-9 and then type out Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A. And that's on my website, too, so... that's my contact. I give readings by phone. I also do Skype. So if you want to sit with me face-to-face and you're somewhere around the world or across the country, I give Skype readings all the time. It's a free program. We sit and look at each other just like we're sitting across from each other. So we can do phone. We can do Skype. I keep my rates very reasonable because I view this as a gift. And I believe that anyone should be able to have a reading, and it shouldn't cost $8 trillion. My readings are $50 an hour. That's it. And they always happen. Yeah. I just feel blessed to have this gift, and I think that everyone should be able to afford it. So I do offer payment plans if you need one. I think is that it, Jamila? Did I say everything?
Yes, I think that's it. Sherry, okay. Did you get all the contact information?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I wrote it all down, okay. And I will share it with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, beloved. Okay. All right. Sherry, I'm going to put you on mute and go to the next caller. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, caller, you're on the line. Good evening. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, I wanted to ask a question in response to my mother. She passed away, and I can't seem to remember the date and wanted to find out if she was okay.
Your mom passed away, and you'd like to connect with her?
Yes.
Let me bring her in. Oh, wow. This is a strong energy. Oh, my goodness. Your mom was a really strong woman, huh?
Yes, she was.
Strong and powerful woman. I feel like Whoopi Goldberg right now. She's, like, coming into my body. She's seriously, like, very much in my body. You know, in the movie Ghost, when in Whoopi Goldberg and he, like, jumps into her, your mom is very strong. Oh, she's strong. Okay, go ahead, Mom. Let me let her talk. Okay, so again, I honor what they want to address, so I'm going to just honor what your mom is telling me. She was sick in the end, yes?
Yes.
And you were with her by the bed?
Yes, I was, but not directly. I was there a day before.
Okay. Hold on just a sec. I want it to be very validating for you, so let me feed you the information so that it's real validating for you, okay?
Yes.
Your mom shows me sitting next to her holding her hand, and her eyes were shut, and she could not communicate with you. And you spoke to her, and she wants you to know she heard every word you said. She heard you say, I love you. I think you either stroked her hair or brushed her hair or stroked it with your hand. She felt you. She heard you. And, in fact, sweetheart, I'm going to tell you something interesting that I hope she's sharing with me, and so I'm going to share it with you, because when they share something with me, it means that the person can handle it. Your mother, when you were in the room with her that day before, her spirit was partially out of her body. And she was actually up on the left end corner of the bed watching you and her. That's how she could hear. And she was actually encompassing you with her energy. She said you could feel her. She knows that you've been carrying in your heart and on your shoulders this wonder and this burden of, did she know I was there? Did she hear me? Did she know I love her? Did she know I was there? Is she okay? And the answer is, she loves you, honey, and she knew you were there, and she saw you and heard you and felt you, and it's okay that you were not there at her passing. Now, let me tell you something that she's given me very clearly here. This is a strong, powerful woman. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something about energies. Some energies pass with everyone around them. Other energies cannot let go unless they're alone. Or maybe with just maybe one other person that they feel they can let go with. But that's the two types. Your mom is the type of energy that could not have let go with you there, honey. So she wants you to know it's okay you weren't there at the moment, and that's why she let go when she let go. And she's sorry if that hurt you, because she loves you so much. But she said, I had to go my way. I had to go do it my way. And that was her way. And did she used to braid your hair when you were little?
Yes.
Because she's saying this. She showed me a picture of a mom braiding a little girl's hair when she's little. And she said, you remember this? She said, do you remember this? She said, because I remember this. And she says, sorry, she's getting me a little emotional. She says, I want you to know that I have all my memories with me where I am. All the memories, even of me braiding your hair as a little girl, which is one of her favorite memories, by the way, of her life. And she says, I want you to try really, really hard. I want you to try and resonate in those memories as much as you can instead of in my passing. So let me say that again. Instead of resonating in how she passed, how she was, how she looked. No, 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 honey. She says, you resonate in the memories of me braiding your hair as a little girl. You resonate in all the years of joy and happiness we had together. She goes, because that's where I resonate. And I will shine and smile if you can resonate there in the memories, in the joy. That's what she'd like with you. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Are you okay?
A little bit.
Yeah, I know. And it's okay to let it out, too. She's making me real emotional myself. So I know you must be. She loves you. She loves you, loves you, loves you. She said, I had to go my way. I had to go my way. I'm sorry if that hurt you.
Well, we had question about it. I mean, was there a struggle?
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, no. From what she's showing me, she left, like I told you in the room, she left her body. She transitioned. For some people, it's hard for them to let go of their physical body. very hard for them to let go. For your mother, it was not. And she transitioned out of that physical body very smoothly, very easily. She was very unafraid. She had people waiting for her. She had many people waiting for her. So there was no fear. There was no fear. And she just popped right out. She left right out. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes me feel better. It's just weird.
Do you have another question that you want to ask her? Because she's here. Do you want to have something else you want to know?
Is she proud of me today?
Oh gosh, yes. Hold on, yes. Before you finish the question, I heard what I saw, Y-E-S. Oh, yes. Hold on just a sec. Do you have a son?
No.
You don't have a son?
I don't have a son, but I have a nephew that I call my son.
Did she get to meet him, or was she passed already?
Yes, she met him.
Okay. She's connecting you to him. I mean, I know you just said, I think of him, or I call him like a son. She's connecting you to him like a, we're talking about the pride here. Are you a wonderful role model for him? Do you go out of your way as an auntie for him? Because when you probably don't want to answer that. That would be a little. But I'll tell you what she's telling me. You're extraordinary for him. So when you ask me about pride, when you ask if she's proud, she immediately showed me a boy next to you, the male next to you, beneath you, which is a son to me, and. However you are with him, it's extraordinary. And she's very proud of that. Whatever you do for him in his life, you go above and beyond as an aunt. You are a second mother to him. Know that. You don't just think of him as a son. He thinks of you as a mother. Know that for sure. She says, continue with your work. And I'm asking her, what's her work? And she's not telling me, and that's okay, but it's part of the pride message. Continue with your work. It's so that there's great pride there in your work. You give, girl. You need to receive a little bit. Your mom's saying you need to receive a little bit. You give, which is wonderful. It's good for our heart and our soul. But your mom is like, girl, you need to receive. Let people give to you, too. You understand
mm-hmm.
that? Okay.
Okay.
And she wants you to give to yourself. And you might laugh at what she's showing me, but I'm serious. I don't care if you take a bubble bath at night and light some candles or give yourself a mani-pedi, and I'm being serious. She's like, give time to yourself. Give little bits of relaxation and nurturing and nourishment to yourself, because you're outward. You just give it all out.
Yeah.
Take some for yourself. Give some to yourself. Give some to yourself, she says, and you'll be amazed at how much more you can give. Once you give to yourself, I'm going to say it again, give to yourself, and then watch how amazed you're going to be at how much more you can give.
Okay.
Making sense?
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Sure. Is that okay, Jamila?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, I had a baby brother. He passed before my mother. I want to know if there with her.
Of course he is. Let me pull him forward. Oh, my goodness. That's why, oh, sweetheart, okay. Boy, that, he was right there. That's why it was so easy for her to pop out of the body. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand why she transitioned so easily and almost, like, leapt out of her body. Her soul almost leapt out of her body because there he was. Boy, was she happy to see him. Was he about maybe like 4 or 5 years old?
No, he was an adult.
He was an adult?
Yeah, we just called him our baby brother. He's the youngest of us, but we just still looked at him like a baby brother.
When he appeared to her, he was little. When he appeared to her, when she was transitioning, he was little. And I think it's how she remembered him. You know how she thought of you when she braided your hair as a little girl?
Yeah.
She remembered him as this cute little, he's like about 4. And that's how he came into the room to get her, to appear to her. And hold on just a sec. Is your brother the R initial?
She said his initials were R.
Yeah, it's R.
No.
Is your mama R?
No.
Not first name or last name?
No, neither. Neither initials for first or last name.
R. If I say the name, bear with me here, if I say the name Richard to you, and that can be living or departed, does that mean anything?
No.
Richard, Ricky, Rick.
Ricky, but.
Okay,
but
who's Ricky? Who's Ricky, please?
He's a cousin.
Okay, was your brother real close with him?
No, not really.
Because for some reason your brother's bringing up Ricky. Are you close with him? Do you talk to Ricky?
I used to be years ago, but not today.
Not today. When you guys were little, your brother didn't play with Ricky, or like you guys he wasn't close with him, because he's connected to him.
No, Ricky is still living today.
I know, sweetheart. Oh, I know. I'm not saying he's passed. I know he's alive. I'm saying when your brother that passed was a little boy, did he play and run around? Was he buddies with Ricky?
No, he wasn't.
Not really?
No, he was
pretty
young.
Okay. For some reason, he's bringing up that name. I don't know why he's bringing up your cousin if he wasn't close to him. Let me get him back on track here. Now he's blossomed into an older person. He went from the little boy. In my mind, he went from the little boy to an older person. So let me talk to the older person. He says, of course I'm fine. Of course I'm with Mom. He's saying he's sorry what happened, which to me means, what are you trying to say to me, honey? He's making me feel like lightheaded and dizzy, so I kind of feel like I either I wasn't clear-minded when I passed. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't know if there was something in his system or would he have had something in his system that it would have made him kind of dizzy and lightheaded? Or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me tell you what he's telling me. He said that he's saying his transition in the final place was also easy like your mother's. He's saying that he was a little surprised to get to the other side, but that it was easy and that there were people there waiting for him. And I think it's like your grandparents or something, because there's older couples stepping forward. And so he wasn't confused at all, but he was like, oh wow, I'm here, and they were there immediately to greet him. He said that was my journey. He said that was my time, and I don't feel bad about it. So I don't want anyone else to feel bad about it. Now, that's him saying this, okay? Because we're here on Earth, and I resonate with you. But he's saying, I don't feel bad about it. I don't want people. That was my journey. That was my time. Nothing could have stopped it. Nothing could have been different. And my purpose, if we want to talk about a soul's imprint, that was my role. That was my purpose, and I made an agreement. Oh, he's talking now. That I made an agreement before I got here on Earth that would be my role. And the role for me to leave early, quote unquote, young, the role of that was to spread out to those around me for lessons, for their life lessons. Because they each became different people because of my passing. They each became different people because of my passing. And I agreed to do that for them before I came to Earth. We agreed with each other that I would do that for them before I came to Earth. So please don't feel bad for me, he says. I don't feel bad for myself. I completed my journey. Now he sees the grief. And he understands it as a human being, but he's asking as best you can. I don't feel bad for myself. That was my journey. Try not to feel bad. Of course we do, but he's saying try not to. He said, this is a wise, this is not me talking. This is a wise being. Your brother was wise. This is a wise, old master type of being. Can you hear the way the messages he's delivering? I mean, he has knowledge that you can tell he's beyond us, that's for sure. So
yeah.
He was a wise, what we could call the old soul. Okay, everyone's heard of that. Oh, your brother was that. Oh, he's giving me goosebumps all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
I watch over you. He says, I watch over you. I'm the ever-present. I'm still there. And while you and I know that it's hard because they're not here in the flesh with us, they're not here in the flesh. It's not the same. We miss them. But he says, but I'm ever-present with you in spirit.
Has he visited you in dreams, yes?
I can't remember.
He's visited you in dreams. And the difference between a dream and a visit, a dream is like we see a purple elephant, and then we're rowing a boat down a stream. It's all disjointed and weird, right? But when a loved one visits us, they're manifesting their energy. What I'm doing right now is setting aside my thoughts and my ego so that your loved ones can imprint their thoughts on my brain. Guess what we all do when we sleep? We set aside our thoughts and our egos. So our loved ones are able to come in and visit us if they're that strong enough to manifest their energy that way. Your brother has visited you, and he would like to do so again. So as you go to sleep at night, invite him in. And a visit is very clear. It's not disjointed at all. You know the difference between a dream and a visit. You might be sitting there talking to them, having a full-on stream of consciousness conversation as if they're sitting across from you. And he would like to give you that gift and do that with you.
Will I remember it?
Ask to remember it.
Okay.
Say, please visit me tonight. And it might not work the first time or the second or the third, so keep asking. And when you ask for him to visit, say, I'd love for you to visit, and I'd also like to remember.
Okay.
Sometimes it helps to put a paper or a pen next to your bed, because sometimes after a dream or a visit, we wake up briefly and we don't know it. And if there's a paper or a pen right there, and then we go back to bed real quick and we wake up in the morning and we don't even know what happened. If there's a paper and a pen right there and we remember, oh, there's a paper and a pen, and we write down what happened, then we go back to sleep, wake up in the morning, and there it is on the pad of paper.
Okay.
I'm so sorry for the loss of your baby brother, but sweetheart, he is a master soul. He feels his soul's journey was completed. He is ever present with you, and he loves you.
Okay, I believe that.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, we have 3 minutes left, so we have to bring this to closure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Jamila, for having her on your show.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you for calling. And you continue to listen online. Thank you so much for sharing it, and I'm sorry for the loss, too. But they're still with us. That's a comforting thing. Our relatives really haven't gone anywhere. They just are not here in the physical form, but their energy is still very much present. Okay,
can I tell Joanna that one of his nicknames was Masterpiece?
That's awesome. that's great. Thank you for sharing that. Because he's a master. That's awesome. That's so great. That's awesome. Yes,
yeah.
He was. Yes, he is. Masterpiece. Thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Yes, thank you. Bring it.
Well, in the 90 seconds that we have left, I thank you so very, very, very much for your insight, your wisdom, your readings for me and for others. And can you give people your contact information once again?
Sure. And thank you for having me, Jamila. I'm so grateful to you. And your guests were just wonderful and gracious, and I thank them for all the work and the healing that they do, too. So my website is Joanna's Light. So it's JoannasLight.com. Or you can call toll-free 888-9-JOANNA.
Okay.
And those two ways to reach me.
Okay. And for those of you in the listening audience, Joanna is also based in California. So for those of you living in California, please feel free to give her a call. And you may be able to go to visit her. And she mentioned earlier that she also does Skype readings. and her rates are very reasonable. She only charges $50 per hour, very reasonable. So for those of you who want to get an Akashic reading from Joanna, please call her. For those of you who are interested in getting a reading regarding your loved ones who have transitioned to the other side, please give her a call. Listening audience, I thank you so very much for your participation, and we would join you. You will join us next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamila.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me.